With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 3rd, 2025. This is the first November edition of Deer Season Daily. So, of course, we're going to talk the rut on the tip of the day today. Got some news out of Michigan on their rifle season, weather movement predictions as always. But I'm going to kick it off with the RHO update after you guys go check out Racks Big Game Supplements at racksmineral.com. You can see all the stuff that they have to offer. You can find local dealers and all that good stuff there. Make sure that you let them know we sent you over there. Also, our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. So if you guys want to support the show in that way, you can get you some apparel, t-shirts. We got hoodies. We got hats. You can get scent from our scent line. We also have food plot seed in the springtime. And anything else that's on there, our content's on the website too, so you can find it there at ridgehunteroutdoors.com. And if you find anything that you want to buy, use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and it'll get you 10% off of everything in your order. And that goes for the entire website. Also, if you guys want to support without spending any money, if you're on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. If you are on an audio only, there's usually a follow button you can hit there. And leave us a review on those platforms. And then again, if you're on YouTube, like, comment, all that kind of stuff helps out the show as well. So, speaking of YouTube and subscribers, I've been talking about our subscriber goal for the last few episodes, I believe. And we had set a goal for this year. I had set a goal for this year to hit 10,000 subscribers on YouTube by the end of the year. Well, we hit that on November 1st. So, we almost made it by the end of October. And I just want to say thanks to everybody out there who is subscribed. And if you're not, we'd like you to do that. Consider it at least so you can get up-to-date notifications on when these episodes come out, when our regular episodes come out, when any of our videos come out, because they're kind of on and off schedule right now. Just kind of whenever we get a good hunt, we're going to put one out. Some more on that here in a minute. But again, just thanks to everybody who is subscribed. We're over 10,000 now. We're coming up on 10,100, I think, which the next big goal for us, I feel like, is 25,000, so it's going to take a little bit before we get there, but who knows, maybe sooner rather than later. Thanks again. Appreciate everybody out there that tunes in and watches and is subscribed to the channel. So, what else we got going on with Ridge Hunter? I should have bucked out Saturday morning on a really, really solid 8-pointer at the cabin property. He's a deer that, after seeing him, I probably would shoot anywhere. But I for sure would shoot him at the cabin because it's a 10-acre piece that is the only piece I can really do whatever I want with. I've made a lot of improvements to it over the years. We've done a lot of work there to try to make it better for the deer, so it would just mean a little bit more to kill a buck there. I've had so many opportunities on that 10-acre farm over the years and just never been able to completely close the deal on bucks. I've shot some we haven't found. I've missed a couple. I've had an arrow fall off my string one time with one at 20 yards. It's just been one thing after the other, and Saturday morning, it was the same deal. I was sitting there. It was super calm Saturday morning. I saw a ton of action all morning. I saw five different racked bucks, one really nice three-year-old 10-pointer. I think he was three. He could have been four, and going back and looking at the video, he's got a pretty big head on him, but body-wise, he kind of seemed three. Anyways, one of those bucks was that 8-pointer that I was in there after. And I heard every other deer come in except for him. Like I said, it was dead calm. So I was hearing him. But I didn't hear him. I looked over, and there he is at 25 yards behind a bush walking to the food plot with his head down. So he's got his head down. I reach up. I turn the GoPro on. I turn the camera on, and I reach for my bow. And somewhere in all that, he either caught just a little bit of movement or he heard something, and he snapped his head over and looked under my tree for about 20 seconds, and then he turned and he bounced off back into the brush. Didn't get a shot. It was a fairly heartbreaking moment because I messed it up, I felt like. I don't know. I went and looked at where he was standing just to see, and I don't think there's any way he really could see me. I know he doesn't know exactly what was going on. I think it was just enough, whatever I did that he heard or saw, that he didn't want to walk out in the open. And it was so still that like any little thing will spook them. And those older mature bucks, they're not going to take those chances. So I think it was a deal like that. He caught just enough of something. He didn't like it. He wasn't going to walk out in the open, and he just turned and went right back in the timber. So I'm hoping he's still going to be around. Hopefully I'll get another picture of him or something or have another encounter with him. If not, that's kind of a place where if I'm going to have a random like Boone and Crockett buck walk through, it's going to be at that place. So like at any time there could be a 150 or 170 just walk through that place, and I just got to be there when he is. Or some, I've seen it a lot of times, they'll get on a doe in that piece and then they'll just stay there for 4 or 5 days. So I'm hoping he's still going to be around. If not, maybe there'll be another one. I've got some other deer to hunt, but he would be, like I said, it would be extra sweet to kill that deer on that property. But mess that one up. If it wasn't for the camera, if it wasn't for me, just maybe I could have slowed things down a little bit. Maybe I think he would have got away anyway if I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have had a lot of time to get things done, I don't think. I had one little shooting lane that I was not going to be able to shoot him in with the camera, probably. By the time it got turned on, he would have been past it. And then I had another small shooting lane. It would have been super tough, but bottom line, I messed it up. I didn't even give myself that chance. So it happens, especially when you're trying to film. Moved on. I'm going to get back after him if I can. I'm going to try some other bucks as well and see if we can't still get it done. Long month ahead. It's only the third. Also, Blake had a good and bad experience last night. So he got an arrow in one, and is a big goofy buck he's been hunting. We've just been calling him the goofy buck. He's got one really nice side, and the other one's really messed up. Super nice deer. He's a mature deer. He came in last night at last light. Blake got an arrow in him. He said he thought he hit the shoulder and didn't get a ton of penetration. He watched him walk off through the tall grass. And that's the last I've heard to this point. So as you guys are listening to this, that was last night. As I'm recording this, that was tonight. So I'm waiting on updates from him just to see if what his plan is, if they found anything, if he's going to try to do something to help track him, like get a dog or whatever, or if he's just going to hold out and wait to go back in the morning. But hopefully he recovers that buck. Hopefully we can bring you guys an update on that maybe tomorrow on that episode. I should have an update one way or the other on tomorrow's Deer Season Daily. So stay tuned for all of that. Also, I talked about our schedule with the show being a little different this year. So in the last 2 years, Fall Pursuit has been every Tuesday throughout the season until December, really. This year, and I think I said it before, but I wanted to update again because I've had some people asking about it. This year, we are doing like a semi-live deal on YouTube where when we have good hunts, I'll post them. And then, of course, when we shoot something, I'll post that. I'll get that video uploaded and everything. But all of those hunts and all of that film will be put into Fall Pursuit Season 3 that will come out next year. And I haven't decided on a date yet, so I'm not going to corner myself on that. But it'll be sometime either end of third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter next year when we'll put out Fall Pursuit Season 3. So it is coming. It's just going to be next year. And for now, you have the hunts that is somewhat semi-live that you guys can go watch. So that's just an update on Fall Pursuit. That's all I got for the RHO update also. That takes us to Talking Shop. And like I said on Friday's episode, I thought this would be a much better update from the shop. And it was. This weekend was really good. Guys killed a lot of deer, seems like. A lot of does, some little bucks, and starting to see some nice bucks too. Still no giants, like no Booners, no 180s, 200s, nothing like that. But definitely some nice deer coming in. Some mature, bigger racked bucks are starting to roll in the shop. So they got the swell to their neck now for sure. They are rutted up. They're getting after it. I mean, and why wouldn't they be? It's the beginning of November, right? So we're starting to see a lot more deer come in the shop. Guys are seeing a lot more bucks in the daylight. It's getting to be the time of year where if you can get out there in the woods, get out there in the woods. It was, like I said, busy weekend, and I expect that to continue throughout this week and next weekend because guys are going to start taking vacation days and things like that. So that's all I got on Talking Shop. It was a good weekend for guys. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. If you did, put one down. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you guys got. Drop it down in the comments below the video. Let us know what you put on the ground this weekend, whether it was a doe, a button buck, or a 180-inch 10-pointer. We want to know about it. We appreciate everybody who does that and keeps us in the loop on your season, because I'm interested to know what you guys have going on. Something else I was interested in was this story out of Michigan in What's New. And this is from WILX in Lansing, Michigan. And they're talking about extending their firearm season. And I'm just going to read this little short article here from Wells Foster. It says, a group of five Democratic lawmakers in the State House, is calling for firearm deer season to be extended this year to help feed Michigan families in need. They introduced House Resolution 202 on Thursday, calling on the Michigan Natural Resources Commission to temporarily extend the 2025 open firearm season to include the entire month of November. Right now, the regular firearm season is scheduled to run from November 15th through November 30th. The resolution specifically cites the Department of Natural Resources Hunters Feeding Michigan program, which allows hunters to voluntarily donate venison to be processed and distributed to Michigan food banks. A single deer donated can provide 160 meals for hungry families. And the title of this, it says, state lawmakers propose starting deer hunting season early due to SNAP pause. So with the government shutdown, there's been a pause on the SNAP benefits and things like that. So that is what they're doing this under. Now, why I thought that was interesting is, it sounds awesome. I wonder, though, and call me cynical, but I wonder if this is actually for what they say it is and the good of trying to help people out and feed them, or if they just see this as an opportunity to maybe extend the firearm season and kill just as many deer as possible because they have the same lobbyists that everybody else does in any other state with deer, insurance, and farmers, and deer are bad for business for both of those, so they're trying to get as many killed as possible. So if you extend the firearm season to 30 days in November, can you imagine how many deer would die? It would be unbelievable, especially in Michigan where they have the hunter density that they do. Now, we did an article earlier this year from Michigan talking about how they're losing hunters, but there's still a ton of hunters out there and a ton of gun hunters. So that would be just, what I'm thinking right now is that would just devastate the deer population. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I mean, the wolves have already done a pretty good job in northern Michigan, so I guess you couldn't devastate it any worse there unless they just wipe them completely off the face of the planet in Michigan. But I don't know if, like I said, what the reason, maybe it's both. Maybe they see this as they can use this to help people and they can also use it to get rid of deer. I don't know. Just in experience with, you know, how government works and all that stuff, it feels like it could be, hey, we got an opportunity here to kill as many deer as possible extending this firearm season, and we can make it look like we're trying to help people. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you guys think about that? That's another thing you leave in the comments. Let me know what you guys think, what your opinion is. Are they doing it for the right reason? Are they doing it to get rid of deer? Are they doing it for both? If you guys are from Michigan, chime in too. Let us know what you think about that House resolution. And that's all I got on What's New. Weather and movement predictions. Today, where we're at, low of 38 this morning. It's always good to see a 3 in the front on the temperatures. Problem is, the high is 62. And that's not too hot, but it is just like we've been having a lot of these days lately. This weekend was okay as far as like the temperature difference, I guess, but it seems like a lot lately we've been like lows in the 30s or low 40s and highs in the low to mid 60s. There's been like 20 to 30 degree temperature swings all every day. But anyways, that just means to me that the mornings are probably going to be a little bit better than the afternoons. But the afternoons are still cool enough that they could be okay. It's similar to what I talked about with Steve Shirk, and I said this a few times on some different episodes of Deer Season Daily, but he mentions the 30-30 days where the temperatures all day are in the 30s. Those are going to be your best days. And I agree with that. The cooler days, like I've said before, 35 to 45, in my opinion, where we're at is probably where that lands. So if we're looking at highs of 45, I think we're a lot better off for daytime movement. But 62 is still going to be okay, especially this time of year. If they get a doe, they're going to be moving no matter what. It is supposed to be sunny all day, and there's going to be very little wind in the morning. It's supposed to be out of the southwest at like 3 to 4 mile an hour. supposed to be up to 5 to 10 throughout the day and switch to west-northwest in the evening. And the pressure is supposed to be around 30.25 all day. So back to thermals, what I talk about all the time, it is going to be one of those bluebird, sunny, cold, high-pressure mornings with very little wind. Your thermals are going to be pulling straight up. You could hunt almost anywhere in the morning and probably get away with it unless you're down in the bottom of a big ravine or bottom of a ridge and your thermals are pulling up to the top where that buck's going to be traveling. So if you're in hill country or you got some ridges and stuff, you want to stay up on top. But if it's pretty flat or if you are on top, you're going to be able to get away with a lot this morning. It's just the perfect morning for your thermals to go straight up. We were pulling into church this morning and I wanted to take a video of the steam coming off the pond because it was just exactly what I've talked about before. And one of these mornings when I hunt the cabin, maybe I'll do that so you guys can see it. And I'm sure you all have, and if you haven't, try to pay attention next time you're driving past a body of water, like especially a small pond or something. In the morning, on one of those days when the sun's coming up, when it's been really cool at night and that steam is coming off the water as the sun starts to heat it up, look at all that stuff. It pulls straight up and straight towards the sun. And that's exactly what your thermals, your scent is doing. That vapor that's creating that fog or that steam is heavier, denser than your scent particles are. So if it's going up, you know your scent's going up as well. That's why on those mornings you can get away with rattling. You can get away with sitting a stand that predicted wind may not be necessarily good for all the time. It's like if you get one of those mornings, you got a buck that's been in an area and the wind's not predicted to be right, you can still get in there after him and get away with it if you think that's going to be one of your only chances. Like you can, there's just, those thermals pull up so well on mornings like that and the deer just cannot get you. They might get where you walked in, they might get the bottom of your tree, but they are not going to get your scent if your thermals are going up like they should be this morning. I think this should be a pretty good day all day, really. Like I said, it's going to be a little warm in the afternoon, but not horrible. This morning, I think it's going to be really good with the weather that we got. The bucks are going to be up looking for does, of course. So if you find the does right now, you're going to find the bucks, especially, again, if you can find that first one of those first few hot does, like over the next, this week, basically, that's what you're looking for. You are going to be in it. You could see every buck in the county if you have a hot doe come by your stand. That's what happened to me Saturday morning. I had every buck that I knew of, plus a couple I didn't, either on camera or that I saw that morning when I had that doe that I think was in or really close coming underneath me with a big goofy buck that ended up fighting another one behind my stand. She came by, and then like every buck in the area came by my stand within bow range. Unfortunately, the one I was going to shoot didn't ever get in my shooting lane. But you can find the does right now, you're going to find the bucks, especially if you can get on those hot does. So pay attention to your cameras, all that stuff, what you're seeing out there. If you're not in the deer, move to the deer. Tip of the day, going to end it with this. As always, avoid burnout during the rut. How do you do that? I'll tell you. It is easy. Let me explain it a little bit first. It's easy to get burnout during the rut because of its inconsistency and because we're spending more time in the stand, whether it's all day sits or you're just trying to get out there more, or you're taking time away from other things, or you're taking time away from the wife and she's getting on you about being gone. That can cause some burnout too. And it can especially happen during the rut because you can have one morning where you see, again, like all the bucks in your area. And then that evening or the very next morning, you can sit there and not see a deer. Maybe you see like a couple fawns or something that a doe kicked out. It's just so inconsistent and unpredictable to the point where you could have an amazing hunt and turn around 3 hours later and there not be a deer in the area. And that can be tough, especially like on those all day sits or if you're just sitting longer hours. If you're sitting there not seeing any deer, it makes it a lot more difficult to sit there and stay in the game. Sometimes you got to hunt smarter, not harder. During the rut, we talk a lot about being out there, time in the tree, time in the stands, what's going to kill those bucks. That's true to a point. You have to be in the right spots, though. You can't just go blindly out there and sit in a tree and sit all day, every day through November and kill a deer. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So sometimes you got to hunt a little smarter. Like I said, pick and choose your spots and when you're going to go. Maybe don't hunt all day every day. Maybe don't hunt all day except for the best days or when you got camera data that tells you you need to go hunt all day or whether you have an evening where a hot doe goes by and you think she's going into a thicket to hang out, then maybe you hunt all day the next day and wait for her to come out, wait for a buck to go in after her. But you got to be smart, not just blindly go out there and hunt hard every day, all day, because you're going to get burnt out doing that, especially if you're not doing it in the right way, in the right places. Pick and choose those all-day sits. That's one of the biggest things to help you avoid being burnt out during the rut. Hear it all the time, all-day sits during the rut, which you're going to kill a buck. If you do it in the right place enough times, there's probably some truth to that. Most of us can't just go sit for however many hours every day. So pick when you're going to go sit on those all-day hunts. Like I said, pick the good days in the best spots and get one here or there. Don't do them 3 days in a row, right? Maybe do one on a Monday, or if you can get off work, or maybe hunt all day on a Saturday and then just the evening on Sunday, or the morning and evening on Sunday. It's okay to take a day off or a hunt off during the rut. A lot of guys, again, aren't going to tell you that because they're going to say, you got to be out there. And I'll say that too. I think I said it earlier, like, this is the time of year where you need to be out there. But if you're starting to feel burnt out, take a day off. Let it breathe a little bit. Let your spots breathe. Let your mind get off of it. Think about something else. Go do something else. Hang out with the family. Go out to eat. Do something different for a day. And then come back to it. The November can feel like a sprint, but it can be a long month if you're in the deer woods for a long time without seeing any deer. It can drag out for so long. And you don't want to miss out on the end of the month or even late season because you burnt yourself out in the first 2 weeks of November. There's so much good hunting that happens in the last half of November and in December that you don't want to miss out on that because you've ground yourself down to dust trying to get on a buck in the first couple weeks of November, sitting all day, all the time, and just going at it way too much, and you got people nagging at you, and you got things piling up at home you got to do, and you got things piling up at work you got to do, and it starts to stress you out. Avoid all that stuff by picking and choosing your days for those all-day sits. Make the most of the time you do have to hunt. Go to the best spots right now, and just try not to burn yourself out. You're going to be so much better off if you don't. You won't lose the desire to get out there and go. And then you might save yourself from not going on a day when your buck did show up, and you might actually get out there and get a chance at killing them. That's all I got for today. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We are set for another full week of Deer Season Dailies. This is going to be some of the best ones as far as time of year over the next 2 weeks. Like, this is exciting stuff. It is November. It is time to get on some deer. You're going to have new ones showing up. You're going to have surprise bucks. You're going to have bucks chasing does. You're going to have hunts where you see nothing, too. But that's all part of the game, and I'm looking forward to doing this for another few weeks with you guys and keeping up with what's going on in the season. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.